بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، last week we discussed a few etiquettes and rights of the Sheikh, one spiritual guide, and how to take maximum benefit from the company of the pious. So like how we find everything else, we have etiquettes, and even common things we define. We have etiquettes, formal dress, casual dress, is the etiquette of the function now. What about now, coming to the company of the pious, is some etiquette also. Like how we find, coming into the masjid also, there's some etiquette, rights of the masjid, how to enter the masjid, how to conduct yourself. So those that assist you in connecting to the masjid, connecting to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how to have etiquette coming in there, company also, especially when it comes to somebody's spiritual guide, which you call the Sheikh. So just to recap a few points last week that we have mentioned, point number 15, only those wazaif, duruds, etc., which the murshid, which is the Sheikh, the spiritual guide prescribes. Leave out all other wazaif, whether they be those one has started reading on one's own, or whether they have been prescribed for one by someone else. Yes, with the permission of the Sheikh, you ask him, I'm reading so and so, should I continue with it? I go to the doctor also. Oh, they're taking so many, should I continue with it? You know, just cut it out for now. Just read this. And in what the Sheikh gives you, with that amount of spirituality and having connection and connected to those above, right to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in those few wazaif, he'll give you, inshallah, you get the barakah of all the wazaif. Everything will come in there, then just chasing wazaif only. Many wazaif also we find, and I mentioned Hadith Sharif, or some kitab, or some lal kitab, and we're just reading it. And we find now some barakat is coming in there, so we're scared to stop it now. We're scared because barakat will stop. We're not doing it for barakat, we're doing it for the pleasure of Allah. This was please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then number 16, in the presence of one's Shaykh, one must constantly focus one's attention on him, so much so that besides the faraiz, wajibat, and sunan, one must not read any nawafil or wazaif without his permission. Ask him. Now somebody must say, but no one comes in the Hadith Sharif, why ask the Sheikh? So if it comes in the medical journals also, why ask the doctor? Doctor knows how much to prescribe for you. So he knows accordingly. Some people over-subscribe, over-prescribe, over-medicate. Then the brain can't manage it. You use the term khushk, becomes dry. The brain becomes dry, becomes too much thereafter. Because you over-medicated. Everything is good in the hadith. How to learn every dua, to do every nafil act. And then to feel I'm not doing enough. I want to do more. Not realizing sometimes it's detrimental to himself. So, therefore he needs a spiritual guide. And sometimes also it can happen that he's doing everything within his control and managing it, but he's creating now haughtiness in him, pride in him. And he feels now, I'm not reading so much. But see what the effect of it. As Hazrat says also, holy than thou attitude. Oh, now you don't look, Sheikh. So much you're reading now. Nobody is like you. Reading all the time. There's time for everything. Time for family. Time for reading. Time for business. Time to earn a livelihood. So, person now has to ask his Sheikh, how much do I read? What time should I read? Etc. Shouldn't be detrimental. Young man now. Now he wants to make his zikr after Isha Namaz before he sleeps. He's married in a few months. Now it's time for the wife. No, my zikr time that. Before I got married, it's my zikr every night before I sleep. Alright, my three tasbihat, half an hour, plus two rakah salatul hajat, and then tawbah, and then istighfar, and then it's my dua, then I come and sleep. But you're a young man, you're just married now. That's why you need a spiritual guide. You need a spiritual guide to guide you when you should do this amal and how much you should do and how much you should live right now. So therefore, we need these guys. The Quran says it also, that we are saying it. All this, as we mentioned, Zakim Sahib Rahimullah would say that Hazrat Hami Rahmatullah Ali, whatever they have written in this kitab is all mudallal, is backed by dalil and proof. That we need the spiritual guide to guide us. Everything else we need in dunya, somebody above us. But there is business also, you can't run it on your own. You need somebody to advise you, you need somebody to supply. So when it comes to a spiritual life, there all of a sudden we feel, I'm okay, I can handle it. But you know how many years is going now? We're still being handled. Nafs o shaitan. Dono mein milkar. Aay kya hai mutko tabah. Yalla, nafs and shaitan have gotten together and they're finishing my life. But I feel I'm in control. But actually you are under control. So therefore we need the spiritual guide to guide us. That how much do I do, how much don't I do? And as I'm saying, we're not saying this from our pocket. Zakin Sahib Rahimullah would say that when you're standing in Salah, reading Quran Sharif, or listening to Quran Sharif, listen with the ears of Iman. Here you are making dua in every rakat of Salah, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, guide us towards the straight path. So, you're asking Allah Ta'ala directly, Ya Allah, guide us towards the straight path. How's that going to happen? For Salah also, Allah Ta'ala has a system. Allah Ta'ala says, Aqimis Salah. Aqimus Salah. Perform Salah. Establish Salah. But man forgets. He's forgetting that already Asar time, Fajr time. So Allah Ta'ala, they also, Allah Ta'ala gave the command, then naturally, man's intellect and reasoning will tell him, if Allah Ta'ala gave the command that I must do this, so Allah must remind me. So Allah Ta'ala must come and call me, because you want me to bow down to you. So Allah, you must come and call me. Like our parents also, they want now children to do some work, daughter in the house, wash the dishes. So you got to call. I say, come and wash dishes. You can't just leave it there. Right, you must... Might forget sometimes. So Allah Ta'ala has a system. And what is the system? Allah Ta'ala has appointed mu'azzins. Every masjid of the world. And musalla, the call out, remind the people that to come for salah. So everything we need a reminder. So when it comes to such an important thing as hidayat, as you're making dua, Ya Allah, show me the straight path. So how's that going to happen? You feel now, I just going to get hidayat. There's an effort behind it. And for the effort of hidayat, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam was sent. So for hidayat, to get hidayat, there has to be an effort behind it, somebody to guide me. Like Nabi Ali Salatu Salam needed Jibril Ali Salatu Salam. Even when he was offered the mount of the Makkah Mukarrama to be turned into gold. What decision to make? Who will guide him? At that time, Jibril Amin appeared. So he indicated towards him that don't take the former option, take the latter one. That the first option was that you be a Nabi and you be a wealthy person, you be a, live like a king. Or you be a Nabi and you live as a poor person. Jibreel Ali Sad so indicated to take the latter one. But they also have somebody to guide. So insan feels on my own, I can remain on guidance. This is very, very serious because you really don't know really am I guided? Am I really guided? So therefore we need somebody to check on us. Same with our sugar. We need that machine every time. Cholesterol, you go for test every time, test the cholesterol, check the sugar. Now how are we going to check the iman? Who's going to check my namaz? Even Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performing namaz. Then to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he should position himself in such a way in the masjid, that from the corner of his eye, he could see Sahaba radiallahu anhum performing their namaz and he should correct them. So even he should correct them now, subhanAllah, they saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performing namaz. And who could follow better than them? When they do, you should check their namaz. My whole life, not 30 years, 40 years, my namaz is okay. My namaz, now you can imagine already how okay am I to say I'm okay. And the Masjid al-Khasab Rahimullah will say, the person who feels that today my namaz was okay, or my namaz was good, then understand that's your worst day. That is your worst day. Once you think my namaz was good today, then you're not going to progress tomorrow. I got it. Because all you say, Allah, it is never good enough for you. It's only your fazal and your karam. So we're making dua for sirat mustaqim. So, is that the system of Allah? Ya Allah, I'm asking you to guide me. I'm asking you, ihdina. Ya Allah, you guide us to the straight path. What does it mean? It means, Ya Allah, you must come and guide me. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come and hold my hand and say, right, come this way. Allah ta'ala has a system. So Zakim Sahib Rahimullah would explain that you're making this dua. Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Then Quran makes tafsir of Quran Sharif. Quran is a commentary of Quran Sharif. So Quran, the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala already makes tafsir. If you want sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path, sirat al-ladina, an'amta alayhim. The path of those men, of those people whom you have favored. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, Kitabullah, it is a kitab of Allah, is telling you to get sirat al-mustaqim, you need the rijalullah, you need the men of Allah. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They were guided by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Sahaba Ikram guided the Tabi'een. They guided the Tabu Tabi'een. It continued. So nobody was free on their own. They were taught, as Hazrat says also, it wo jo samajhta hai ki main mustaqil bidhat hu, wo mustaqil badzad hoga. The person who feels I'm mustaqil bidhat, meaning I'm independent. I'm an independent entity altogether. I don't need anybody. I'm okay. My namaz is right. My Quran tilawat is right. My deen is correct. I'm on the correct level. The person who is mustaqil bizat, who thinks he's an independent entity, I don't need anyone. Then Hazrat would say, he will end up being not mustaqil bizat, independent entity. He becomes mustaqil badzat. He becomes a spoiled entity. And he won't even realize it also. That I'm spoiled. Everything of mine is wrong. And everybody is complaining about me. And even complaining is good also. Hazrat would say, nobody is complaining, then there's a problem also. Because it means whatever I'm doing, I need to please everybody. Yeah, I'll compromise a little bit. Okay, no parda, yeah, but it's fine. Then they also, we're doing something else, they compromise. Everybody is happy with you. Then you're a yabas. Whatever they say, yabas. We're going with the flow. It is a taqwa. The Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah mentioned one time, when Buzuk went to one town, he heard there was a very pious person there. But just to gauge now his level of piety, really was he pious? So he asked a few people, so the person, you know, yes, we know him. How is he? Wonderful person. Wonderful person. Everybody said, wonderful person. Then he got suspicious. Everybody is saying he's a wonderful person. He must be doing everything to please people. Because everybody is good with him. Whether the sinner, whether the pious person, whether the businessman, whether the farmer, everybody is good with this. Everybody got good words. So it seems that this man now is a people's man. Right? He does everything for the people. And then finally, before you go reach a person's door, the neighbor was outside. How's your neighbor? This man, terrible. He said, Alhamdulillah. Finally somebody complained. Allah shukr. So therefore he got taqwa in. There's something there, the person must have found wrong in him, or doesn't like about him, that he's possibly, so most people are saying he's doing it right. This person found maybe possibly that right is not good enough for him. So he got some complaint about it. There's different thing now. Hukuk al-ibad is there. The Hazrat mentioned also, one Allah wa'ala, what difference he can make in a locality. One pious person passing through a locality, and it was late at night, decided to spend the night there. Spend the night there, so the local imam saw him and said, what? Looks like an outsider, not from our city, our town, or village. So invite him home. So Imam Sahib told him, you look like a pious person, where are you staying tonight? He said, I'm a wayfarer, a traveler, just passing through. I'll sleep in the masjid tonight with your permission. He said, no problem. Well, come have supper with me. Imam Sahib told him, come have supper with me. So, village in India. So this person was a real Allah wala. They got dawat. So he asked Imam Sahib, Imam Sahib, you look like you're very well set in life, everything okay. He said, Alhamdulillah, I can afford it, Allah shukr. He said, where you got everything from? Oh, mashallah, very well to do. He said, my father's inheritance. Alhamdulillah, behind him. Big parcel for me. Your sister's inheritance, you gave them, share it. Now, very common that time. Don't give the sisters. The sisters, you gave them the share. No, not yet. I can't eat by your house. Because your wealth is contaminated. You owe your sisters the miras. I can't eat by you. Imam Sahib bowled out. So he left. Then the world went around. There's a buzuk in the masjid. So, farmer came. Farmer came. He says, Hazrat, please, you know, come have meals at my place tonight at least. You can't sleep hungry. So, by what work are you doing? I'm a farmer. Alhamdulillah. So, it was very common before. Then you sell your produce, your harvest, before it ripens or before it comes on the tree also. For example, you've got so many hectares of mango trees. So already now, the retailer will come to the farmer, right, you've got so many hectares, I'll pay so much for the entire thing. Says it already. But the fruit isn't out as yet. So bi'a majhul is such a transaction which the product is unknown, which can lead to a dispute. Now you already put the money down. Now the produce doesn't come out. So that's another correct business contract. So he asks this farmer, he says, how's your business? He says, Alhamdulillah, everything's good, things are going well also. And your produce, he says, already sold out. He says, but the fruits didn't come, is it? He said, yeah, but that's a norm. It's haram, then you can't do that. So all the earnings you have is haram, it's tainted, I can't eat by your house. You go make tawbah first and you put it right. So He left. Then the policeman, Masha, big beard he had, the commander or captain or whatever the station, he had, Allah wala, Ibarakat, let's take him home. Then he came to the masjid. He said, Hazrat, I'm a policeman, I work, mashallah. Good job. I will enforce the law, so make sure people behave, they do the right things, etc. So you can come to my house and eat. So chai pani you take, bhai. Chai pani. Rishwat. What do you call it? Chai pani. Right? What do you call it? Bribe. Hazrat, uske ala, uske bagheer kaam nahi chalta. Without that, the work doesn't carry on. He says, haram, bhai. You can't take rishwat and bribery. I can't eat at your house. Go make toba and think about it. So one night, three categories of people, he made his staff. Otherwise, myself, Dawud comes in, mashallah, Allah send the Dawud. From Allah Pak it came. The next morning, before they could come to the Masjid of Fajr, Allah Wala was gone. At the Hajjud, and he left. But he says that one night, mulaqat, all the farmers in the town, all the policemen in the town, and all the ulama in the town cleared up the act. On Allah Wala. That's what the Quran says. You want the right path, you will find the right men. The right men will show you. Now, where are you going to find this in Quran Sharif? For myself, don't have even the eyes to understand it really in the heart. Where are you going to understand this? You carry on, you say, Barakat. Allah Pak is sending Barakat. For us, the da'wah will be Barakat. I never thought now somebody will give me da'wah. It was pouring in from everywhere. But never bothered to ask now really what your income is. Where is it coming from? So Quran says, we want Sirat Mustaqim. Therefore, you need the men that will show you the right path. That will guide you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the utmost of one's ability, avoid standing in such a position whereby one's shadow falls upon one's sheikh or on his clothes. As we mentioned now, these people might feel this is very heavy. Even my shadow mustn't fall on him. Or even on his clothes also. They remember the mashayikh, they mustn't tell you, hey, your shadow is falling on me. They said for them to demand it. That of muhabbat and respect. This now, as we mentioned, is actually a guideline. How I should carry myself out even more carefully with my father. Because the rights of the father is more. The rights of the ustaz is more than the sheikh also. But this out of utter humility and humbleness, etc., that a person carries himself out in his humble manner. Otherwise, he wouldn't even bother how to stand next to a pious person. Just stand next to him, my temple is closed, I push him also. It means I keep your distance a little bit. Sometimes you've got somebody private to speak to. Now you're so close, even your shoulder is falling on him. Now he might get perturbed, but you're sitting so near, I can't even talk anything to this person. There's some mashwaras to make. Don't place one's feet on his musalla, his prayer rug, where his musalla is, you don't place your feet on it. This was one myth at one time, that if you put your feet on your ustaz cushion where he sits, or your sheikh's musalla, you lose all your knowledge. Bad luck. Ustaz says, good luck there, boy. Go and sit over there and take barakat. Go and sit there. And take. But yes, to stand on it is a mutpiti. Out of respect now, even your father's musalla, mother's musalla, you treat with respect. Don't use the place he uses for taharatu wudu for one's own taharatu wudu. That you go there now and you also using the same place. That is now not in the masjid, your own specific place now. You know, go make wudu in that place. Now, possibly he's a bit, he got his miswak over there, got the brush over there, whatever it may be. Now you go mess the whole place up now. It's not now. Respect for somebody who's your elder. Don't use the utensils of the sheikh of the murshid. Yeah, yes, with his permission, muhabbat, love, he allows you, they're not a problem. They're not a problem. Especially the masturat now, they mustn't become overwhelmed. That now, this my hazrat drank from this glass, I can drink, they can't drink, it's makruh. It's a non-mahram male has drunk from somewhere, or eaten somewhere. The jamaats come eating from the pot sometime, or they drank from the glass. It is makruh now for the masturat and ladies who drink from the same utensil. Alright, or the same luqma of food, same muscle of food to eat from there. Therefore, the men also should be but conscious of this, that if they're not going to finish it, they don't now. Happens commonly when it comes to honey bottle, for example. Now, the spoon, your teaspoon, possibly your saliva is on it, you sucked it, and now you put it into the honey jar. So, the best thing will be to turn the honey jar upside down and pour it into your spoon. So, put your spoon inside, because then the effects of your saliva goes in there, then for the masquerade and the ladies in the house, it's makruh for them to have from the same thing. So don't use the utensils of the sheikh, of the murshid. So to your ustaz, unless with their permission, etc., then it's different. Do not eat, drink, or make wuzu in his presence. Yes, there is no harm in this after permission has been granted. Do not eat, drink, or make wuzu in his presence. Yes, eating together is fine. The wuzu khana is fine. Do not talk to anyone in front of him. In fact, don't allow his attention to be drawn towards anyone else. When he's sitting there, he's sitting now in the majlis of the sheikh. This is how the majlis is on, it's formal. So there now, don't look around, don't talk to anybody else. Moreover, don't even take out the cell phone. Because now here we've come for something. We've come to get something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, full desire and talab. This is where it's going to come through. They come in the shop also. We ask the ulamin that were trained in other people's shops. Father had a shop, but you don't come work here. You go that shop over there. That uncle, they were, right? He's got proper tartib and principles of training youngsters. So you go there. And when you go out there and you learn in those days, now it is different. You go there, you don't even ask for a chair to sit. There you must stand only. One youngster told me also, he went first time in the shop, his father was a very disciplined person. So when he went there the first day, asking the boy, where's the chair? Father said, you came to work or you came to sit? He said, I came to work. He said, no time for chair here. We got work to do in the shop. And halfway he went through, then somebody bought the newspaper. He read newspaper. He said, before he could open a few pages, the thing just flew out from his desk. He said, where's the paper? Father said, well, you came to the newspaper here. He said, oh, I didn't know carry newspaper. He said, you came to work, bye. No time to read newspaper. That you do in your spare time, sitting in newspaper. Now it's different. Now it's cell phone. So the boys can't work. So the attention shouldn't be drawn anywhere else. It should be only from where I'm getting it from. The fuse and barakats from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Etiquette number 22. Do not spread one's feet in the direction in which the sheikh is sitting, even though he is not directly before one, or in the same room or gathering. As far as possible, this person doesn't have, has an excuse and is different. But without an excuse, even in the class, in the Arulum also. They also are very particular, the boys. Sit the sheikh as far as possible. And this, alhamdulillah, we learn when you go in Jamaat also. But in halqa of ta'aleem, Haji Abdul Habsab will say, sit with the sifat of mujahada. Sit with the quality of mujahada. That you exert yourself. Knees are paining a little bit. Ya Allah, I'm doing it for you. This is how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sahaba ikram used to sit. Ya Allah sit in the same way. Yes, person legs pain, you can change it after that. Alright. But otherwise, you sit with the quality of mujahada to exert yourself. And on this, Allah ta'ala will give something. 23, do not spit in his direction. Just now, common sense, anybody's direction, you do not spit. 24, do not object to any deed or word of the sheikh, because whatever he does or says is by virtue of ilham, inspiration. Yes, if it's against Shariat. Sheikh is doing something against Shariat, then obviously you can ask. One is now to object, one is to ask. Whether this is sunnah. It's a way how to ask it also. Like how our sheikh also. Mubarakatu asked Zakim Saab Rahmatullah Ali. When they're sitting together having tea. Zakim Saab Rahimullah finished a cup of tea, a little bit left inside. So he put his finger, he began to clean a little bit of tea at the bottom. So Hazrat asked him, Hazrat, kya ye sunnat hai? Then he explained to him, there's little left behind was part of the little that I drank, the lot that I drank. So I enjoyed the lot. So how can I throw the little away? I enjoyed the lot, can't throw the little away. Show respect to Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. But how to ask also, you might try something the Shaykh is doing. Possibly he's not even aware of it. Now he's so tired, he's yawning, he didn't block his mouth. Now all the muris are yawning like that also. But it doesn't block his mouth. Now you know it's sunnah to block the mouth. Unethical also. So sometimes you ask the sheikh, sometimes Hazrat, what's the etiquette of yawning, of coughing? Not only one thing, say a few things. So the sheikh also picks it up. So remember, he's not ma'asum. He's not sinless. He's not flawless. He's also going to make mistakes. So, I mean, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he became the Khalifa, ascended the minbar, and he told the people, I'm a human just like you. If Umar does anything wrong, then reprimand him. And if he does not desist and stop, then abandon him. This was the Khalifa. Amirul Mu'mineen, so many thoughts of his translated into Quranic ayat coming down. This his thoughts only pull ayats from the sky. That his thinking was so in conformity to wahi and revelation. Then to his saying, you see anything wrong, then abandon me. Correct me, if I don't stop, then abandon me also. So one sheikh also, person can't become so blind. Mustn't become like other silsilas we have. At the sheikh, nothing wrong with him. Right? You see, I'm reading Fajr namaz in Makkah and Medina. Say, Hazrat Labbaik, we're there behind you. We're there behind you. Hazrat mentioned, one sheikh was walking, all the murids also, got them all mesmerized. in the wrong way. All of a sudden he stopped. Hatat yourself. Jump. Get out from here. Move. He says, kya hua? So just now I saw one kutta, one dog, defecating at the Hajar al-Aswad. He is here. He saw it. Saw the Makkah Sharif. Allah opened for me. You chase a dog away. Oh, what has it you got? You see, right in the Baitullah also. Murid at home told his wife, my Hazrat, subhanAllah, walking in a local village, you can see Makkah Sharif also. There, he kept the Baitullah clean from the kuttas and the dogs also over there. I said, subhanAllah, Jeep Sheikh, you want? Give him da'wat. Call the Murids also. So she was Piran Epir, she was. She was the Sheikh of all Sheikhs. So he invited the Sheikh. So they all sat down to eat. So she prepared, what do you call, dal chawal, dal and rice. So first she served all the murids. And Shaykh is saying, plate coming, plate coming. Everybody. What kind of wife you got? Where's my food? No, Hazrat, say, what angry you know? Oh, Hazrat's food. Something special coming for him. Something different. So he saw what was coming, dal chawal. You got the rice there, and you got the dal on top of it. So finally when she sent his, and he received it, with only rice. Oh, he got even more angry. Say, kya baat? What's wrong with you? You might give me dawat, only rice, all of you got dal chawal. Oh, Muri got even more upset. He went to the back and he's shouting his wife, shouting his wife. She was waiting for him also. So she shouted back. He said, you said you have got kashf. You can see the kutta in Baitullah, the door is under the rice. He didn't see it. Exposed him. Couldn't see the dal was under the chawal. But he could see kutta in Baitullah. So all the Muris heard is, the fellow is a fake. He bluffed us. But how we believed him. So the Murid also going to be chokanna. They also going to be awake. Not everything my Hazrat says is 100% is right. Yes, it is wrong. Not that I come with this that, hey, I want to catch the Shaykh on something. No. Alhamdulillah, Shaykh is on Sunnah, is on Sharia, on correct ilm. But yes, it doesn't sound right. I know this is not the right thing. Then make the person aware of it in a way, in a ethical manner. That don't embarrass the Shaykh also. But as I mentioned, no Shaykh is a Nabi of Allah. Yes, we get the Shaykh might get ilham, inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inspiration is there. It's only his place. But not everything will be 100%. Therefore, we have to be also aware that we know our Sharia and the Shaykh is there taking us in the wrong line also. So do not object to any deed or word of the Shaykh because whatever he does or says is by virtue of ilham, inspiration. If any of his talks are not understood, remember the incident of Musa alayhi salatu salam and Khazir alayhi salatu salam. That here also, Musa alayhi salatu salam couldn't understand what Khazir, or we call Khizr alayhi salatu salam, was doing. But here also now, when he came to Musa alayhi salatu salam, they say he was a tashri'i Nabi. He was a Nabi of Shari'at. And when he came to Khizr alayhi salatu salam, he had takwini ilm. He was a Nabi of Taqweem, meaning of the world and universe. Musa alayhi salam knew Shari'at, he knew how the world operated. So they had different types of knowledge between the two of them. So obviously now, we're not of that level. We have full knowledge of Sharia, or have full knowledge of the universe, or what is happening over there, etc. So therefore a person has to be careful also who is following, where he is taking it from, and that the Shaykh also is saying what is the right thing. 25, do not desire to witness a karamat by one's sheikh. Karamats now, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, also when it comes to mu'jiza, mu'jiza is a word that we use to the Anbiya alayhim salatu, the messengers of Allah. They show something which is what we say supernatural, against the norm. So the correct word we use is mu'jiza. And anybody besides the Nabi that shows something which is not a normal, out of the, is unusual, then we call it a karamat. Although in Cape Town now is used for something else, it's called karamats. What do you call mazar over here? So karamat is used for the awliya. Also mu'jiza, the Arabic word comes from a'jaza yu'jizu al-ijaz, means to make somebody helpless. So mu'jiza refers to an action. Allah Ta'ala uses the word mu'jiza because Allah Ta'ala displayed such acts upon the hand of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that rendered the kuffar helpless. Couldn't challenge it. That is a mu'jiza. So that also, ulama are very, very specific. When Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam weren't able to show mu'jiza on their own accord, it was by the permission of Allah. Allah Ta'ala willed it, it would be shown. Otherwise not. And that too was impressed to impress on the kuffar that I am a messenger of Allah. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, when they asked him for that camel, pregnant camel to come out from the rock, he couldn't do it. He had to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so many mu'jizat, so many miracles, that were all by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do the awliya. So the murid shouldn't have the desire. And my shaykh will show some karamat. Karamat also is not a proof of anything really. That a person is very pious, he's showing miracles right now. That is by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shouldn't be that we get influence by miracles. We also, ulama, discuss that we find that most of the people in India subcontinent became Muslims on the hand of Mu'inuddin Chisti rahmatullah alayhi. Mu'inuddin Chisti rahmatullah alayhi, who mashallah came to India, Pakistan that time, and more than 2 million Hindus accepted Islam on his hands. And that was mostly because by the influence of these karamats. And many incidents mentioned when we were younger in Stanger, Mufti Bashir Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned many incidents. When he went to the king's palace also, and there was an idol there, and to stand for namaz. So they didn't allow him to use water to make wudu. So he had his lota in his hand. So there was a big idol there, a statue. There was a statue there at the king's palace at the entrance. So he took out his lota and he told that idol, bring water for me. For the idol will have brought water for him. So there's many incidents like that. That he displayed, upon which now the people there saw this and they became Muslim. That's why they say to a certain extent that the Muslims of India and Pakistan get influenced very quickly by karamats and jadu and sihar, because they accepted Islam based upon these things. They saw these karamats, so they got influenced, so they accepted him. Arab, mashallah, they accepted the tawheed. So da'wah, it came down from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Therefore, we shouldn't desire this too much. Hey, this karamat happened, Mahazir did like this, and he did. It's all by the will of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now we get too much into this, that's when we get influenced by all these different types of amils, and then you get these faith healers, and they can do this, and they can do that for you, etc. Then the iman gets weak. That's it, trusting upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the trust goes to makhluk, that he can do something, he can do. Whereas we know, when we go out in the path of Allah, Allah does. Allah does everything. Whatever I am doing or he is doing by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the ta'weez also can do. Our Shaykh al-Hadith, somebody came also. So he wrote a ta'weez for him. And he gave it to him. Came back after the Hazrat. What a powerful ta'weez. Everything came right. So he's telling, he said, I started laughing. He says, Maine usme sirf ye likha, ki Allah se hota hai. And the ta'weez wrote there, Allah does everything. That's all. I wrapped it up and I gave it to him. Allah does everything. That's it. Allah does it. But he has so much yaqeen on what I wrote in there. Allah did it for him. So it's a yaqeen, where a person's yaqeen is. So don't desire to witness a karamat. And the greatest karamat, ulama say, for any person is istiqamat. To be steadfast. To be steadfast, consistent upon a'mal, this is the greatest karamat. This is the istiqamat to fawqa alfi karamatin. Istiqamat is supersedes and is better than 1,000 karamats also. Istiqamat is even better than 1,000 miracles. For a person to be doing the same thing every day, consistency, tindir-e-ula, saf-e-awwal, ma'amulat, akhlaq is consistent also. That is a karamat itself. Not that one day, as I said, one day he got nakhras, one day he wants iced tea, next day he wants boiled tea. One day he wants sugar, one day he wants honey. Wife said, I don't know which way you're going. Different nakhras you got. We thought we had moods, and mood swings. He said the man sometimes there was than that. And the wife doesn't know really what he wants today now. Then he tell about yesterday he had something different. He said, no, but I had the hot tea yesterday. But yesterday you had cool tea. Now you're saying yesterday you had hot tea. You can't even remember what you had. And now you got your own nakhras. And when you say something wrong with her, he said, you are the faulty one. Now you're making everybody else faulty. So istiqamah, the same thing you're doing all the time, that itself lies a karamat. 26, in regards to the rights of the Shaykh, if any doubt, suspicion or uncertainty crosses one's heart immediately about the Shaykh, immediately mention the same to the Shaykh, these thoughts are coming to my mind. So let him clear the mind and clear the heart. Sometimes he might have heard something, right? No need to argue with that person. I'll find out. Without disrespect, find out, ask, the heart is cleared. If after this the doubt, suspicion or uncertainty is not removed, consider it to be the shortcoming of in one's understanding, and if the Shaykh does not reply to one, know that one is not worthy of deserving a reply. Doesn't give you an answer, possibly there was something now. Then remember, Hazrat says also, if a person now his heart is not inclined anymore, then definitely, then you find somebody towards whom the heart is inclined. Many person takes bi'ah to a Shaykh and then the heart becomes disinclined. That time he was due to some halat, some condition, or the younger man, and he went with somebody and then he took bi'ah, and then he didn't feel that inclination anymore. As he matured, he went on, then he found that I don't have this inclination. Many people feel now, I'm stuck now. What am I going to do now? What do I do? To bear to the Shaykh. Now what's going to happen? And they feel now that some bad luck will happen, that the Shaykh is, you know, curse you or something like that. No, there's no, you're part of some club or something like that. You're part of some club, or you pay the, it's a lifetime or membership or something like that. Definitely not. It's all about yourself. If I'm not benefiting, then Hazrat says always that the doors are open by every Shaykh desires that every person will benefit and get the muhabbat and love of Allah. Madrish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that happening here? Then find somebody who your heart will take to. Now many people feel now my heart is no more inclined. Now I don't feel like going anymore. Now I'm stuck over there. What I must do? Parashan in years come out and Shaitan is having a field day. I got him stuck now. He's not going there also, he's not going anywhere else. Now he's sitting. He's sitting and he's not benefiting from anyone. And everybody else is moving ahead. So here is very clear. Yes, a person's heart is there. Sometimes it might turn around. As things move on in life, sometimes person's mature, mind's mature, then he feels like not taking any more benefit. Inclination is no more there. Then Mashayikh say, by all means, there's no need to even inform the Shaykh. That, you know, I'm not coming anymore now, I found somebody else. Definitely not. You won't tell your doctor that also. Don't tell your doctor that. You just carry on. I got another doctor now. That was our family doctor. I grew up there. Father took me there. Same barber shop even all our life. Now I found another barber shop. Now I'm going there, I'm more comfortable there. I found another doctor. So I'm going there. Now I don't want to tell that barber, I'm not coming anymore now. You're going too expensive. Why hurt his heart? I'm going elsewhere, he meet you. They say the mashayikh also, they won't ask you, but you're not coming anymore, majlis. Yes, they'll ask you, but you're missing everything, okay. Family is alright. Inshallah, whenever you're free, come away. Like to see you. But you're not obligated to anybody. By Shari'at side, you are not obligated to anybody. That you must understand. Obligation is to Allah, the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to the Sharia of Allah. Not obligated to anybody else. Yes, the person takes bayat to a Shaykh. Now he made a promise to who? Not to the Shaykh, to Allah. On the hands of the Shaykh. He facilitated your connection to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now if ISKOM is delivering, I go off the grid now. There's no connecting anymore. Now, go off the grid, find somebody else where I can connect. Now the heart is inclined, alhamdulillah. And the mashayikh is very happy. Mashallah, you're going. Please carry on and make sure you go for the majlis and benefit and move on. But don't stagnate. Don't stop. Then shaitan is going to make a luqma of you. Shaitan will make a morsel of you. Therefore, you have to continue. So some things do happen sometimes. In a person's heart, some misunderstanding or there's no more inclination there, but we have to move on in life. We can't stop. This happens very common. Many youngsters come, people come also, I was going there, and I don't feel like going there anymore. I'm feeling so guilty. Now I must tell that person, why move on? You gotta move on, find somebody where your heart is, and move on and connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not that person now, he's stuck there for life. And now he can't move on and can't do anything else. So therefore, Hazrat says also to keep your heart clear. If after this, the doubt, suspicion, or uncertainty is not removed, after the Shaykh answered you, consider it to be the shortcoming in one's understanding. I didn't understand really what is happening. And if the Shaykh does not reply to one, know that one is not worthy of deserving your reply. So obviously, I don't deserve a reply. He doesn't have to answer me also. I got some doubt about the Shaykh, or I heard something about it. He doesn't have to answer me. He doesn't want to answer me. No problem. I'm no more inclined. I mean, some barrier now, then alhamdulillah. Hazrat says, go to somebody else. Go for one, five majalis there, another five majalis there, and see where the heart is inclined towards. Then make contact. Make contact and carry on moving. But a person should be, this also, Mashayikh say, a person should be absolutely genuine in this. Not that it's nafsi, nafsi. Not that it's nafsi, nafsi, that now I don't feel going there because that person is there or because my own thing. No. If genuinely I have a problem, that's why I don't want to go there. And If I don't want to go there and I'm just sitting at home, so it means there's nothing wrong with the Shaykh, nothing wrong with you. If you've got real desire, you'll go looking for somebody else. Like how a sick person, I got the flu, I don't want to go to the doctor anymore. You sit at home? I say, no, I'll just suffer it out. No, you go look for a doctor. Even after hours, I'll pay the price too. But I go look for somebody, find out, right, who has a contact, who can come home, etc. So too in the spiritual world, I go look for somebody else. And once you find that person, then they say, yaksui kesa. They will blinkers on, I just move one way. Don't look right, don't look left, don't look back, just carry on. And also, the satis of their khanka also, don't go emotionally blackmail a person. Hey, what happened? Why are you not coming anymore? And then tell him some funny, lousy things now, make him feel bad. Yeah, you see, Hazrat says now, because of your understanding, there's something wrong with you upstairs. You heard that point, point number 26. Remember that point over there. Something wrong with you. Nothing wrong with Abu Hazrat. There's no need for all that. No need for it. Deen means well-wishing. You wish well for everyone. Person founds, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala make you the wali of the time. Wish well for everyone, make dua for everyone. So, that's the heart of a Muslim. This whole tasawuf is about that. It's not about everyone come to my sheikh. Everyone's temperament is different. Mashaikh, their temperament is different. So where I click, where I'm comfortable with, I wasn't so comfortable here, I'm comfortable there, alhamdulillah. Very good. Progress and move on. Number 27, relate to the sheikh whatever one sees in one's dream or visions together with whatever interpretation occurs to one. So a person can say, sheikh, I saw a certain dream and I feel that it meant this. The sheikh doesn't have to interpret the dream. Interpretation of dreams also is a specialist field. Not every sheikh, usually mashaykh, yes, we'll tell them, we'll give you a general interpretation. Alhamdulillah, it's a good dream. Allah Ta'ala make it happen like that. Oh, is that something very good? Then they'll tell you why. Possibly the sunnats are lacking in your life. Or just check your concentration in salah, etc. But they keep it general. But for real interpretation, there are ulama ikram, they tell you, that specialize in the field of interpretation of dreams. But at the same time, we don't encourage too much. People now get stuck in dreams. Right? They base their entire life on dreams. That one saw a dream, or I saw a dream. It's recurring, it's happening. Whatever their dream ought to happen to be, it'll happen, inshallah. Right? Whether you know the interpretation or not. Right? The dream meant now you're going to go for Umrah, but you didn't ask for interpretation. You're going to go anyway, inshallah. Right? You're going to go. Anyway, yes, it's about somebody else, about Bashirat, the Khush Khabri, the glad tidings. Maybe ask now, possibly some glad tidings for myself, or for my Sheikh, or for my parents, whatever it is. But we don't live in this dream world. Alright, we don't live in this dream world because there's no definiteness. There's no definiteness that this is what it means. These are guidelines only. Number 28, do not separate oneself from one's Sheikh without a need or without his permission. So a person is with him, and without your need, this don't leave the sheikh. Sometime now he relies on you. Now, where is it, brother? He just disappeared all of a sudden. Take permission and go. Take permission, especially now, as the told us to. Sometime we're going with the sheikh on safar somewhere, and the sheikh goes to the masjid, and before he can pick up his own shoes, now, as I put your shoes. And now you put the shoes somewhere, nobody must steal it. And now when the program finished, he disappeared. Now, where is the Hazrat's shoes now? He's gone. He went somebody else, or he went bathroom, tried to take permission, didn't show anybody else also, now all looking for the shoes where it is now. Therefore, now have to make khidmat, so with permission, then we leave. Even when we go for majlis by the sheikh, like how we go to Zadwal. When we're leaving also, it has it, it does it, we're leaving now. So they take notes. If they came, they left, they make dua at least. Number 29, do not raise one's voice above that of the sheikh, or do not address him in a loud tone. Speak to the sheikh to the extent of necessity and concisely, remaining fully attentive to and expectant of his reply. So, in the company of the sheikh also, then we don't overspeak also. Now we give your own karguzari, and as you mentioned before, you're giving some other alim's karguzari. That I heard his bayan, some beautiful points over there, or that murid to me about his sheikh, and you know what benefits he's taking, also benefited. Now, if you tell that to your doctor, what he'll tell you? But you better go to the surgery, they have got more patients waiting. He came to give me karguzari about that specialist, so you better go to that specialist. So here also there are etiquettes. Relate the teachings of the sheikh to people to a degree in keeping with their understanding. If one realizes that a particular teaching will not be understood by people, do not discuss and convey it to them. Now you have that level, you can understand. Now you see into youngsters some heavy things now, of tasawuf. Now they say, hey, this khanka is up for us now. is all like, what do you call it, bombastic now. You guys are all flying on a different level. We can't manage all these things over here. Right? For example, now, maybe you're in Jamaat, some youngsters, now you hear from your Hazrat, holidays, what you mean holidays, and playing sports, and haram. Now you know, tell the youngsters that, my whole Lord, you already here 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, that bayan is for you. That bayan is for you that's committed to your Sheikh. Now you know, tell everybody else, hey, you're holiday, haram the thing. Where you booked? Yeah, my Hazrat mentioned it in the bayan, the same joint. You're going there, wasting your money. People are dying in the world. Right, that was for you, that. That was for you. You will understand the person's level now. Instead of giving him da'wat, bashira wa la tunaffira. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam mentioned to Sahaba Ikram, bashira wa la tunaffira, yassira wa la tu'assira. Bashira, give them glad tidings. Don't chase them away. Yassira, make it easy. And don't make it difficult for them. Now he's a person who has some understanding all these years. Now he's going to the Sheikh. He's listening to the bayans, intermingling, extravagance, etc., etc. But then he's going for these functions. So the Sheikh, one time Hazrat told us also, he says, how long you must tell you all now? Well, coming, you have to spread it out to you all. You're still going to go for gatherings, still go for functions, still go to the halls. Aren't you all over it by now? So long you're coming here, you should understand that now. Bring simplicity, you'll also have it simple by now. Now, these are for those that are already loyal and already bi'at and already committed to the Sheikh. Now I want to take this bayan and give it to everybody. Now you think he's going to come to your Sheikh? He's not going to come. So this hikmat. This hikmat, how to give the da'wat, how to win the person over. Then to explain to the Sheikh, I brought a certain person, alhamdulillah, Hazrat, first time he's coming, he's on this level. Like how you go for gush? The kallim, that doesn't disclose the fault of the people, but he'll tell you, this person is a professional, he's in the corporate world, etc., etc. Now you don't go there, like how they say you go to India also. So then you got to be careful in your bayans. Like they say now, that you give the example. You say that you buy a cow. You buy the cow for the milk and not for the dung. They say, Allah has given us deen. And we have the deen of Allah. So if you have deen of Allah, you want it for the milk. Milk is knowledge. In dreams, milk is interpreted as knowledge. The dung of dunya will come with deen. Then we say the milk, if the cow is no more giving milk, what do you do? Slaughter the cow. And that example you don't give in India, boy. Slaughter the cow. So this hikmat, what to say where and how to say it. So here also we can't force anybody. Right? I listen to my Sheikh sometimes in heavy bayan, some snippet, some clip of the Hazrat bayan. Now, hey, the Sunniya is right, he gave it to them, put in the family group. I put in the family group. So everything is banging us with the Sheikh. Hey, but you got your Sheikh, you carry on there. We don't listen about your Sheikh. So this, that is not, that's why most of the majalis also takes place. Here also the ulama are discussing whether it should be live streamed. Because the Sheikh is talking to his murids. Now he goes out sometimes, hey, what he's talking? But he knows what's happening in his circle of murids. So he's addressing that now. So people have to understand, he's being live streamed, but he's talking to the crowd that he knows. He knows that house, he knows that business, he knows that personal life. So accordingly now, he's speaking. So in the same way now, we can't take that tone and that teaching and shove it down other people that are not now associated to my Sheikh. I do the last point, number 30, which I just, 34 is it? Okay, we'll just do one more point. The murid must not refute the speech of the Sheikh, even though the murid may be in the right. Right, you don't say to the Sheikh now, I disagree with you. There's a way how to do it. Like how I mentioned, also in Darulun, the students, sometimes the Ustaz may not say the correct masla. So even the student who understands it, he'll ask, he says, Hazrat, if you look at the masla in this way, you think it'll be correct. Ah, I think what you're saying is right. So he picked it up correctly. But see how he put it. He put it to the Ustaz to sanction it, to say that he is correct. That he understood it correctly. So the way to put it forward also. So he also will say that don't refute what the Sheikh is saying. Outright, in fact, the murid must regard the error of the Sheikh as better than his sawab also. That's for himself. Others, you tell people else, they say, what is this now? Like Hazakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Ali. He will say that even when the Sheikh is going on safar, and possibly he's at habit of doing tahajjud every night. But because he's going with his murids or his students, etc. So even if he wakes up at night, this tahajjud of show, that with the show of the shaykh is more rewarding than the sincerity of the murid. Because he gets inspired to do more. Hey, my shaykh is reading. So what will happen to him? He'll do it for full sincerity. He's not doing it for show now. But inshallah, the barakat of the murid's sincerity, right, Allah Ta'ala will give all the ikhlas also. There's such muhabbat now, Allah Ta'ala look at him. He got inspired by the show of the shaykh. But since such sincerity and humility, humbleness, he's carrying himself out, and obviously all will get included in the barakat. Right, and this happens very commonly. Salah al-Jama'at also. Not everybody is got concentration there. We don't know who came with Qurbani. And little bit of concentration he had. Allah Ta'ala accepted his namaz. And Allah Ta'ala is akramul akramin, the most kind. Out of accepting one person's namaz, all get accepted. Allah Ta'ala is such, and Hazrat says so beautifully also, that this we find when you go to the airport, you find the aeroplane before takeoff. Right? From where the aeroplane is parked. Now to get into the runway, that little small truck, what do you call the tug? Huh? The tug truck. The small truck it is. It pulls the, does he see the small truck? What the big plane is pulling? He says, that's Durood Sharif that. Durood Sharif pulls big, big amal into the court of acceptance. Kabul. The one Durood Sharif, big, big amal he did, but no sincerity. But he read Durood Sharif. Let's say accepted. How can it be? There's Durood in the beginning and Durood at the end and in between is rejected. But Durood is accepted. No matter how you say it, Allah say accepted. So he says, you don't know who got sincerity there in the entire congregation because of him, one, all got accepted. So here also, we don't know who will be accepted. So we try our best always to confirm, inshallah. Allah give us the to understand, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, inshallah.